This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
I don't know when to talk.
Whenever you want to.
I'll wait then.
Okay. Take your time.
Who is this?
Band of Heathens.
Oh.
Band of Heathens. Band of Heathens.
Banda. Fabboy, is Heathens the key word for this hour or no?
No, it was Phil. F-A-I-L.
Now, why would you use that on a Monday? Powers it be. Fail. What's the next one going to be? Showers?
Unemployed?
I'd like one time for the word to be bird.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Be great.
Win you $1,000. Text. What was it again?
Fail.
Fail to 72881 and win you $1,000 cash. Also, P1 Manny Ford, if you're listening on the stream, we're trying to call your phone, brother. Answer. Or sister. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. We asked on Twitter if anybody, P1s were going down, and P1 Manny Ford is in New Orleans. I've seen the pictures online from Bourbon Street.
I think he's drunk or passed out.
Probably. I mean, like if you're down there for the natty, for, you know, Clemson LSU game tonight, and you've been there since yesterday. You had to play it real safe last night.
Yeah, I knew somebody that's down there. Then they said boobs and alcohol a lot on Bourbon Street. I guess you could stay out there all night.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like way past two.
Yeah. So it's and then later on today, Fabboy and Nine will do their second show of the day.
Yeah. Ingles College Football Kickoff, 3 o'clock, Ingles Highway 8 in Easley.
That's going to be fun. It's the last one. So you probably say whatever, you know?
I don't know about that.
I heard on the last hour of your show you can cuss.
Oh, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hour 2 only.
Yeah.
You can say bad words.
That'll be right here on the Planet as well as ESPN Upstate. We're going to be on all the radio stations at once.
You'd be simulcasting?
Yeah, simulcasting.
Live on location?
Yeah.
I was looking at pictures of all this stuff going on down there, and I'll tell you something, I didn't really realize that Coach O's got a full head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
A thick head of hair.
Yeah.
Almost like it doesn't look authentic.
Well, I got to show you his college picture.
Did he have a head of hair then?
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, it's like, I don't know his age, but he's got a thick head of hair.
Man.
Look at that.
Good God.
He looked like the lost Golic brother in college.
He was rocking the moulet.
Yeah, that mullet. Oh, man.
He does have a thick head of hair on him.
He gets so conflicted because I'm a huge Clemson fan, but I love Coach O, too.
Speaking of that, a couple people texted us in earlier. I couldn't tell if they were trolling us or what, saying they were big Clemson fans and wanted to hear the Clemson song that we played the other day. Is it a troll? Like, I'm not a Clemson fan, obviously, but like, is it a good song? Because several people are saying, why don't you put it online? Put it online, people can download the song.
Well, man, college football fans get hyped up for any kind of music. Like, they legit, on Saturday mornings, get hyped up to coming to y'all city.
Man, they still like Headstrong.
Yeah, they played the Headstrong by Trapped on NBC the other night during a football game.
I want to go see DeRuby in concert.
Yesterday, the Chiefs were playing Stone Cold's music at the stadium.
They were doing the Stone Cold celebration. They were pouring beers in their mouths.
At one point, you hear the glass breaking.
That's awesome.
And then the one guy, who was the one guy over the weekend, did the Hulk Hogan rip his T-shirt in half, or he pretended to rip his jersey in half?
Luka Doncic.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Was he wearing a blonde wig?
NBA players love wrestling the most.
He's great too. Yeah, they do. I got that song if you want it.
I don't. I don't really. Okay, so as a Clemson fan, you don't like it?
No, but
Fat Boy.
You know, like some people, you'll have people that say, "Why do you play Creed?" But there's a lot of people that really like Creed.
Oh yeah.
There's got to be people that like this song, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So Darius from New York. It'll be the last time we play it, probably, unless they win tonight, which my picks say they will not.
Yeah, you picked against them.
He's the only one.
They gonna cover. They could lose by a field goal, but they're going to cover that spread. They have to, for my sake.
All right. For those that were either trolling us or really wanted to hear it, here is the Clemson Natty song by P1 Darius in New York.
Yeah! Yeah! You know LSU is going down, that's right. Whoop, 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 whoop. And it's going to be a fight. Me and the Rats got rooting for the Clemson Tigers. Batman 9, Fat Boy, and Pain. Let's go! Clemson Tigers going to win this game for sure. Win for sure.
People would just like, they enjoy this. They could be talking about anything. Let's go litter. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go throw paper out of our window.
Yeah, get some hyped up for whatever.
Let's go set Australia on fire. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody already did it.
Bunch of people. That's awful.
And then also, part of the reason that I'm pulling for, it's not just to be a contrarian, but I want to hear Coach O excited afterwards. Like, that guy's got the best voice. We've talked about it even way before this. He's just got the best voice in the world.
Yep.
Do we have any clips of him available?
I got a couple funny ones.
You don't want to play him, do you? Because you're such a big Tater fan.
Yeah, but I love Coach O.
Tater's great. Are
cool. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't like him if he was the coach of the Coots, though.
No. Well, I don't know, man. He's awesome.
He's funny.
Give credit to Alabama, man. They came back. They're a championship football team, but we knew we was going to win that game today. We started off Monday knowing we're going to win this game. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Doesn't sound real.
Tigers.
He sounds like a character.
Now, he was kind of laid back there, but when you get him, like, when he's zoned in.
Yeah.
Like this one here.
We're coming. We're coming. And we ain't backing down.
I mean, he's a scary dude.
Was he in the military?
No. No.
He's just been a football guy his whole life.
They'll have him. They don't need to mic him up. They'll have him in practice, and you can hear him across the field.
Mm-hmm. He sounds more like a sergeant than Sergeant Slaughter does.
Can you imagine having a bad play and he's mad at you, and after, you know,
grabs you by the helmet?
No.
Do you not listen to the play that they called in when y'all were in the huddle, you dumb son of a bitch?
You ever heard him mad?
No.
You got him mad.
Sounds like the guy from the FOF line.
Furious there.
Mad about that movie recommendation.
Do you have the Roll Tide locker room clip?
I might have that one somewhere.
I'll tell you something, guys.
It sounds like an SNL bit or something, or a Facebook fussing voice.
He always sounds like he just woke up from the worst Las Vegas hangover of all time.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, go Tigers.
My stomach's tore up, guys. Room is spinning.
He talks like he's sitting on a commode.
Yeah, he does, man.
Just had a strain to it.
He cusses a lot. He stopped the press conference to yell at his coaches to stop coaching. I couldn't really pull that one because he steps about 20 yards from the mic, but you can hear him.
You still hear him, yeah.
But then if they lost, he would be like,
well, guys, look, you know, there's always next season.
You do the better of Coach O, Fat Boy.
Oh, we had a good year. We're playing the battle. We're going to beat them. Better to come back next year. Hold that Tiger. Yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win the West. We're going to win the national championship. We're going to play football.
Coach O, what do you think about Dabo, the name Dabo?
Oh, Dabo's a good dude. I'm going to tell you about it. But I'm going to have to try to beat him up. We're holding the Tiger.
Do you care about your players as much as Dabo seems to? He says oftentimes he thinks of his players as his own kids.
I got a bunch of kids. I got 100 and something kids. And they all mine, too, I'll tell you. We get together, we eat a good shrimp and a gumbo. We got the stinkiest farts, but I'm telling you, it's rough right over there.
Coach O, is it a compliment that I think it sounds like you have to use two hands when you go to the urinal?
I don't use no hands. I'm like old dude used to work here. Remember him? He didn't use no hands.
Stand in the hallway.
Get one of my assistant coaches to hold it for me.
Coach O, are you desperate for tonight's game? Because Clemson has a better shot of getting to this game again next year than y'all do.
It's tough, man. You got to go through the West. You got to beat all these people. But we here, we in Louisiana. We got people in the – we got our people, you know, and we got to cover for old Matt Bad Ears. They'll lose no punishment. But what'd you say again? I forgot to
Coach O, how do you feel about when people spell go LSU, goo LSU with the X? Does that bother you?
I was looking at it. I was like, you dumb son of a bitch, you can't spell. And I was like, there's like Coach O, everybody spells it that way. I'm like, what the hell? I went to the wrong school. You spell it G-O where I went.
What if the mayors of well, who's the mayor of LSU? I just wonder, you know how the mayors, when cities are taking on each other in big events, like they'll make a bet? You know, we're going to give, you know, Creighton Oranges versus your whatever.
Creighton. Yeah. As Clemson, I don't know. I think everybody stepped down. So I don't know who's going to make that bet. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't. Yeah, Clemson doesn't have a police chief.
I don't think we have police anymore.
Well, the mayor of Baton Rouge is a lady named Sharon Weston Broom. She's from Chicago. She went to University of Wisconsin, La Crosse.
Yeah, real good girl.
So she ain't got too much, you know, tie to Baton Rouge.
We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We ain't backing down, man.
That sexy fella right there. They told me you got a kid named Burrow. Boy, who's this Burrow?
Burrow.
He spelled his name wrong in his football shirt. It's supposed to say Burrow.
Burrow.
B-U-R-A.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a good game. I'm going to drink either way.
Clemson's going to cover. They have to.
What time do you figure the game will be over?
Midnight. Probably 11:30.
Oh. Maybe, yeah, 11:30, 12.
Yeah, it says 8 o'clock, but in this, like an 8:15 probably.
So I won't know until 4 a.m.
You'll know when you wake up, You know, if you think to look when you get up, go to the bathroom or something, you might know then.
And the big telltale thing about this is if Nine loses his pick, he's done for the season.
I'll be the loser.
Yeah. If LSU covers, Nine's done.
And then if Clemson wins.
Clemson covers.
Clemson covers, wins, whatever. Then it will go down to me and you, Fat Boy.
You and Nine.
Yeah,
it'll still be on you.
Still be us because I'll just be crawling back in, but I'll have a chance.
All right.
I have a chance.
And then you'll have super punishment because I win.
Oh, no.
See how confident I sound? Not really.
If anybody has a gas mask out there, please contact me. I have that super punishment. I need a long tube for it.
Long tube. Man, no, you know what they did in Jackass? You can't do – you remember in Jackass when they had the
– masturbated a horse?
No, they blanked in the gas mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it'd be awful for you, buddy.
Might come to blows over there.
We don't want to kill you. Anybody.
Yeah, and I'd need some kind of, attachment for the end of it. Maybe go by Adam and Eve and get some kind of attachment.
That'd be the funniest damn thing. You took a mask full of duty.
Oh, you shut up, Coach O.
Your mask full of hockey.
Other Tigers don't win.
Come on now.
Yeah, your mascot's yellow. He ain't looking like a real Tiger.
Oh, boy.
Tiger's orange, not yellow.
It does look a little special someday. I'll give you that.
3 o'clock today.
3 to 5,
3 to 5 at Ingles.
Highway 8, easily.
Okay. Go by and see Nine and Fat Boy and tell Mark Ryan to simmer down a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
We're getting sick.
Yeah, and to let Nine and Fat Boy talk.
We're going to be right beside the Creekside Click.
Yeah.
So it'll be easy to find.
Yeah, it'll be really easy to spot us.
All right, go by and see them today. And
have fun, boys.
Go Tigers.
You know which one now? Well, you're picking right one.
I didn't say you.
Yeah, go Tiger. That's
We're
right.
We're coming. Clemson. We ain't backing down.
We ain't backing down.
We're going to win the game, baby.
Even Matt's rooting for Clemson because he doesn't want me to lose picks.
Even if we don't win the game, I'm going to get drunk either way. I'm going to Bourbon Street pee on it. I was like, I'm being on cops.
All right. So that's the big game tonight. What?
P1 Wee Doggy said he has a gas mask with a tube that he smokes something out of. You can have that. Like, I'm thinking, man, you want people to fart in your bong?
What in the world?
Oh, and he said bong. I misheard him.
Yes. Yes, we do. We'll give it back to you. Clean it up real good.
Yeah, we will. Wash it.
We'll put some gland sanitizer on it.
Yeah.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, not to be vulgar, but if you were wanting to get Goop's vagina-scented candle, think again.
I wasn't, actually.
It's sold out.
It was not on my list.
I'll take a case. They make gum, too.
What is Goop vagina?
Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's thing, Goop.
That's her company.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can get a candle that smells like her vagina?
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. Finally, they made it. I've been asking for like 20 years.
No, you haven't.
Okay. All right. Man, am I missing some of that?
I'm not being vulgar. Yeah, this is a real thing.
Do you have to go get those at Wanky Candle Company?
I hope so.
All right, we'll find out next more about that in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
You're listening. Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Again, I'm not trying to be vulgar, but Goop, you know, if you're not familiar with the site, it is Gwyneth Paltrow's goop.com, where she sells some outrageous things. And one of the latest things that people are talking about from goop.com is they were selling a candle that was scented like a woman's vagina.
Which woman, though?
See, that's where I'll get to that point, and you're right on to something. Well, they sold out. $75 a pop for these candles. So when
the hell, how were they, like six available?
People like them.
They sell out. They weren't many.
How many men have burned their lips on the candle yet?
That I don't know. That wasn't disclosed.
What, the ones you get at the jockey lot for a lot cheaper?
The ones with like a die-cast race car in them? Or a football, a mini football helmet?
Smell the same.
So this is how the whole scented thing came to pass. Gwyneth was developing the scents with a perfume company, and when she tested this particular one, she said, quote, this smells like a vagina. So the scent that she's referring to is geranium, citrusy bergamot, a cedar absolute juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed. So that's what
is that? She, what a, I mean?
That's what she says.
I know what bergamot smells like. I think if your genitals smell like bergamot, see a doctor because that's a very strong essential oil.
Yeah, yeah. My deodorant smells like that and lime, mainly lime.
Right. Mm.
It smells as tropical as blank in my armpits.
Well, wonder how many of these Ellen's gonna get for her birthday.
Smell them all.
And the candle's quite plain. It's in like a black colored glass with white candle wax, and then the label's white with the, you know.
What does it just say, vagina in
no,
real pretty letters?
It says, and it's white with black lettering that says, this smells like my vagina. That's all it says. It's nothing vulgar or anything.
I mean, as you can imagine, everything on this site's expensive. Like shoes that are $300.
Yeah.
A shirt that's $300. That's on clearance, by the way.
You just immediately went to clearance.
They had the 70% off. I'm like, ooh, maybe there'll be something in here. You can buy it for the woman. Uh-uh.
I mean, she's trolling people, right? Like, she's charging you $75 for a candle that smells like vagina, and
well,
and then it sells out. How many were available? Like, to sell it out, I mean, if there were only 50 of them available, that's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But it was probably hundreds of thousands of women wanting to get...
And maybe,
these cooter candles.
Maybe at the time it was around Christmas and it was kind of like a fun novelty gift.
Oh, what to get grandma?
Give her the candle that smells like
I heard she went both ways during the war. We'll get this back down for some memory lane thoughts.
Would you want that in your home?
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
I wouldn't pay $75 for it.
No,
not any candle.
No.
Fat Boy would even do that. And he's a wick sucker.
Yes.
I'll wait till this one goes to Cracker Barrel so I can get a half off.
Is the whole Goop company a troll or is she delusional? I can't tell. I really struggle to figure out if she's that pretentious / delusional as she sometimes seems to be and aloof and weird, or if it's just a troll move. Because sometimes she seems like a level-headed, pretty cool person. Not often.
To me, that's a troll move. But then again, a lot of that stuff is. When you come out with tennis shoes that are $1,000 or a handbag that's $5,000, it's kind of a trolling move.
You're buying the novelty of the item, I guess.
Meanwhile, the rich and the famous are getting those things for free just to make you, who can't afford it, get a credit card so you can.
Oh, yeah.
And you can fit in and get the latest trends by somebody who didn't even have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And maybe these candles will be in the swag bag at the Oscars. Who knows? I doubt it.
Swag bag.
What do they have for men?
I don't know.
They have men's clothing. I want to see what they got.
I don't know.
Nah, it's just regular stuff that costs $500.
Yeah, I don't. They have a candle that smells like ding-a-lings?
It's a bunch of cashmere sweaters for $495. There's some pants for $130 and a jacket for $150 and a plain white T-shirt for $54.
Yeah.
And some sweatpants for $174.
Did they say Goop on them, though, so everyone will know that's a Goop shirt?
No. No, it's different brands. It's not all proprietary.
I want it spelled real big so people can see it a mile away.
That you can afford Goop.
I'll click on exclusive to Goop and see what they got. And just more $600 sweaters and blouses and pants and women's clothes mainly.
Oh, wow.
It's called G-Label.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some detox drink. You get 30 of them for $60. Stuff like that.
Who would buy this candle, though?
I would for not that price, but. All right, $20, yeah. Really smell it first.
If it smells good, because you're going to burn it and you don't want your house smelling stinky.
$75.
You know.
Go to the dollar store and get a candle that smells good.
Yeah, it's not a woodwick.
I'm going to come out with Punani Puri.
You should. Huh?
That would sell.
I'm going to get Fat Boy some Poop Puri for Christmas.
I'd get you a fart candle, but you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't.
All right, well, let's talk about... Robin from old school Batman and Robin.
Burt Ward?
Yes, Burt Ward. He was recently bragging about his package.
What?
Yes, he was saying that he had to take pills to shrink his bulge on the old Batman TV series because it was embarrassing, and I guess the folks at the network didn't want him to show that. So he took these pills, and then he realized that if he could probably keep him from having children. So he stopped doing that, taking the pills. And then he says he just used his cape to cover up the bulge.
Yeah, the stud missile, man.
Did
that was
really?
Always the rumor with him.
Dick Grayson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard that about Burt Ward.
Oh, yeah.
He said he took them for 3 days.
But what would you take? Like, we know that Viagra does the opposite of that. What would you take to make it go away?
It was in the
60s, never wondered.
So who knows? I'd say get you some duct tape like a drag queen if you need to minimize. Yeah.
So that was ABC was concerned about the way he looked in his costume and decided various ways to try to hide it. And that was one of them that he did. And he for only 3 days. And maybe it made him feel bad too, because you can imagine.
That would be depressing.
Yes. What are you gonna do? He had to cover it up with his cape. Certain moves. But you're wearing tights. I mean, come on. It's going to show everything.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
That's kind of the point of them, though. Yeah, it's kind of what they do.
But he's supposed to be the boy wonder.
They should have had to wear the Borat bikini.
Even better. Well, December is I guess it's one of the booziest months of the year.
Booziest,
because people drink a lot. They have problems. And so January usually is the fresh start. People have their resolutions to keep up. And there's a study that found that 1/3 of the people who swore off alcohol for January have already given up.
Huh.
A couple weeks in.
Seems about right.
For any of the resolutions. Usually, what, 10 days, they say?
Right.
Yeah. So 1/3 of the people who say they were going to do a dry January, they've given up. That includes 24% of the people who have pledged not to drink this month. Have already done some sort of drinking.
Now's a hard time to not drink because there's so many different great drinks that are available now that have never been available in history.
Yeah, and they taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they taste good.
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine was doing the no drink December thing.
Yeah.
Why?
He was like, after Thanksgiving, I'm going to stop doing all this stuff. And I'm going to get a jump start on it.
What?
Get in better shape about it.
Yeah.
And man, I saw him like 3 or 4 times in the first 2 weeks of December. Every time he was drinking like hell. Nope. No, you ain't neither.
So according to this, 29% of the people taking part in the campaign confess that they've slipped or, in fact, had a little sip of something. And 16% have already consumed alcohol by January 3rd, so they're going to start with this dry January, and by the 3rd, it's already over.
Okay.
You try. You have good intentions. But sometime, you know, you're going to get sidelined, maybe watching some football game and wanting a beer.
I have an unspoken resolution.
What's that?
Come on.
Don't want to comment.
Oh, come on. You can't say unspoken resolution.
Just wish me good luck.
No, I won't.
Well, then.
I don't know what it is. It might be something I don't agree with.
I know. I hate when people do that.
I can't do it. I can't just say I can't honor an unspoken prayer request.
He knows what I need.
Because I don't know what it might be something evil. I don't know.
I know. What if you want to make one of these candles?
But I will say this, Matt. Good luck if it's something positive.
Yeah.
Bad luck if it's something bad.
Don't wish bad luck on anything.
I'm wishing you bad luck if it's something bad, but good luck if it's something positive.
Thank you.
Well, if this is your dry January, congrats. And I hope you can go all the way through the entire month.
Thank you.
And then by February, you'll be probably drinking more because you were dry in January.
Is that what it is?
I'm going to start stealing Valor.
Okay.
Is that your...
That's what I'm going to do. So, see what you did?
I'm going to dress up like a demon and then get accused of stolen valor.
Wrestling fans love that one.
Yeah, they did. Six people laughing like hell.
Maybe seven.
The boss, yeah.
What's up, Caleb?
What's up, Mark? Yeah, stolen valor. Stolen valor, huh?
Oh, boy.
Say hey to all the Marks listening.
I love it.
All right, well, let's talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to announce the official 2020 induction class on Wednesday, January 15th. And so far, it's the fan vote has been closed. So we've got the leaderboard of the fan vote.
Yeah.
So do you?
I voted for A.T. Tommy Smith.
Did you?
Sure did.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Did Hobart win?
On the fan vote, T-Rex at the bottom of the list.
Oh, come on. T-Rex is a band.
What about Dinosaur Jr.?
I'm sorry.
Please.
And then Nine Inch Nails, Todd Rundgren, Motorhead, Thin Lizzy, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston. And here we go, going to the top five on the list of the fan vote. And number five, Judas Priest. Number four, Soundgarden. Third place, the Doobie Brothers. Second place, Pat Benatar. And topping the list of the fan vote, Dave Matthews Band.
They haven't put out new music in a while.
No.
I guess that. What are the rules of it again? How many years can you.
25 years after your first album.
Okay. Yeah, they got that.
Yeah, they're right there at it.
All right, so as far as the fan vote.
You don't have to do that.
No.
You really don't have to do that.
Why do you guys hate Dave? It's great music.
This is good news for you. That's not, you know, because I see the look in your eyes, some of you. The fan vote is not a surefire indicator on who will be inducted.
Okay.
The top five will be included on a single fan ballot, which will be submitted along with around 1,000 other Rock Hall voters. So that's going to make the decision, and then... You know.
Is it bad that I've worked at a rock radio station for 20 years and I could give a damn less about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
How is it possible that Judas Priest ain't already in there?
I don't know. I don't know how the Doobie Brothers... I'm not that big a fan, but I know what they did for music.
How is it possible that Motorhead, Thin Lizzy, Judas Priest, and the Doobie Brothers are not already in?
I don't know. But Radiohead is.
Yeah. I mean, they all probably should be, but certainly... Certainly Motorhead and Priest.
I don't think you get in if you have wonky eyes.
Maybe. What it is?
Yeah.
I only follow the Upstate Music Awards. So, I don't know.
All my friends that used to go see Dave. All my friends that used to go see Dave.
Yeah.
They all got old and lame.
Does anybody remember when the rumors about Dave Matthews back in the 90s?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Was he gay?
That he had AIDS.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that, yeah. But you said it,
I mean, it's pre-internet, so you couldn't really look it up, but it's like, yeah, Dave Matthews, he has AIDS.
Yeah, he had that look to him.
What look?
What look is that?
He just looked like he was all pale, and, you know, he had the AIDS look.
He always looked like he was in real bad pain when he'd sing, so I believed it.
Yeah.
So it hurts him to sing.
He'd shuffle his feet, that weird little Dave dance he did.
When's he going to make a genitalia candle? It'd sell a ton.
He still goes on tour every year. People still buy the tickets. I don't know how many. I don't know because the people I know used to go every single year to Atlanta or Charlotte to see Dave, man. Like, they don't go anymore. So I don't know who the hell still goes.
When you say Dave, I think Dave Grohl. I don't think Dave Matthews.
Yeah, but
Dave Grohl.
But Dave Matthews is Dave, man.
Dave.
Dave.
DMB.
You want to go see Dave? We're going to see Dave. Meanwhile, the rest of the band's over here like, well, blank me, I reckon. Right, I'm Stefan Lessard. I play bass. What? I guess I can get blanked.
Who died? Leroy?
Clarence Clemons.
Oh, that was it Carter? Carter Beaufort?
I don't think Carter Beaufort died. I think it was a Leroy drummer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Just admit you like him. It's okay to like him.
One of my old roommates used to love him. I've never been a big fan.
Which old roommate?
Mo White
loved Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, Leroy died 11 years ago. 12 years ago, damn.
But yeah. did he like him after Satellite? Was he a true fan, or was it just the one?
Was that the album that cut all the Dave Matthews Band fans in half? Like, no, it's too far.
Where they plugged in, they went electric, and it was like when Dylan did it?
Yeah.
No, that was the first one, Satellite, right? That was on Under the Table.
No.
Yeah.
Satellite was the first song?
Yeah, it was on that CD, Under the Table.
Oh. That was the one where they went electric. That cut the fan base.
Mm-hmm. That'd have been too much for Tam Reynolds.
Iron Maiden also not in the Hall of Fame.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
See, who cares?
Metal is not well represented in the Hall of Fame. It's not at all.
No, it's not.
Well. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page. Those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all that stuff. We had a good time. Hopefully you did. Join Fatboy and Nine today, 3 to 5, right here on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks?
Heck yeah, Ingleston Easley, Highway 8.
We'll be there, 3 to 5. Come on out and get you some fried chicken and barbecue.
No vagina candles.
No, none of those. They got P1 Pilsner, though.
Yeah.
Not giving it away, though.
No, you gotta buy it.
You have to purchase that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the first all-advice show of 2020. The once-a-month all-advice show continues, so if you need some advice about anything going on in your life, you can go ahead and email us now, theriseguys@aol.com. Do include a phone number where we can get back with you. Otherwise, tomorrow morning, right after sports, we'll open up the phone lines and do some All Advice show, which is honestly probably one of my favorite shows to do.
It's really taken off, too. It's fun for us.
Yeah. So that'll be going down tomorrow, as well as recapping tonight's big natty.
The natty.
Game. Yeah. The P1 payoff will continue next. Paige will have you $1,000 at work at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Fatboy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. That it back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.